This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Morena te whānau, ko Michael tēnei, and here we are, Friday again, and stuff's happening. I don't actually have a lot of what's happening here. I'm finding Event Finder not as reliable as it used to be. I don't want to knock them. I think what it is that fewer organisations are putting their stuff up on Event Finder. That's been my go-to place. There's a few things. There's things. At Aratoi, for example, Jana van Hasselt has got her exhibition Blowout. This is a loud and lavish party. Hundreds of hand-sculpted porcelain tendrils protrude from a glowing pink surface, their forms and details outlined in a rainbow of hues. The filaments twist, curl and furl, and appear to be blown into the space as if blasted outward by a hidden hairdryer. The installation catches a moment in time, interrupting an unruly social affair. However, we sense that when we no longer get a... Well, what are they saying here? However, we sense that when no longer under scrutiny, it's a bit like talking at the quantum level here, the party just might continue to writhe and pulse away behind closed doors. Interesting point. Does it, if you're not there to watch it? Does it, you know, if a tree falls over in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a sound? I don't know. While the scene appears celebratory, there is also a grotesque overtone, evident when oversized and misshapen paws and obvious fingerprints, traces, get left in the clay. Pointed and painted tendril tips reach out as if to grasp at any stray passers-by with their neon pink manicures. You've forgotten what I'm talking about, haven't you? This is the Jana van Hasselt exhibition Blowout at Aratoi. Look, I never get disappointed going to Aratoi. So many diverse exhibitions, changing all the time. That's why you've got to keep going, because you get interested in something, turn up, and it's the next one. So definitely go. Shall I tell you about an evening of acoustic music with Sean Preston? Okay. All right, this is at the Run Holder in Martinborough, Friday, 10 p.m. Oh, 6 o'clock. 10 p.m. is when it's finished. Yeah. That's today, by the way. They say, join us for an evening of live acoustic music by local legend Sean Preston, who'll be performing on his signature white piano at the Run Holder. A bit like John Lennon. Remember his white piano? Right. Gather your music-loving friends and settle in for a night of exceptional food, wine, gin, and acoustic ambiance from 6 p.m. Reserve your table in advance by going to www.therunholder.co.nz. Very unique dining experience. It's $90 a person, payable on the evening for a three-course dinner and performance. So, as I say, I had difficulty finding a lot of events. I'll have to try a different way of getting them next week. Of course, a lot of you are just going to stay in and watch the World Cup, aren't you? I've been watching whatever I can. Of course, I'm here at work and I've got a job to do. I can't be sitting watching the football. But what I have seen, I've really enjoyed. I feel myself pulled in two ways by the World Cup. What do you mean by that, Michael? Well, on the one hand, I love football. Used to play. And it is indeed the beautiful game. And I love watching a good game of football. But the other part of me politically says, I want it to fail. I'm sorry, guys, but I think the corruption that I've seen surrounding it from the organisation itself, and, of course, some of the problems that I have with the powers that be in the country, one of the countries where it's being held, make me think... The only way it might be a really good thing, since football is so important, for people to get motivated if it fails and they look around for a reason. Of course, this is nothing in comparison with people getting bombed in other countries. But maybe it's the loose thread on the card, you give it a pull and the whole thing will fall apart. The whole thing behind these unnecessary wars that we're having, this unnecessary incarceration of immigrants, you know all the stuff I'm talking about. It's just crazy mad and I want it to end. Look, there's been one thing I've really enjoyed is just obviously the great diversity of peoples at the World Cup, and I wanted to honour all the various African nations there. Of course, a lot of people go to Africa as if it's a country. It is many countries, just like Europe and Asia are. But I just wanted to honour them by playing some music from that continent. I believe this is from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, but I might be wrong. Anyway, it's Diamond Platnumz with Koffi Olomide. It's just called Wah, but it's great.
Le général Dambodé. Le grand
Lazima wachuchume
Wamengia chakike
Ewa
Chakike Wamengia chakike Chakike
Wale
Wamengia chakike
Kwa pezi letu
Chakike
Lazima wachuchume
Wamengia chakike
Kwa pezi letu
Chakike
Makokote Mabutale Don Mendes Bajuni H Bajuni
Chumbani Eneasi Unipatia panado Kwa jenga za measi Na mashuti ya Ronaldo Yani ndani nikiingia tu
Anachukua, anaweka Wa,
kwenye gari
Anachukua, anaweka
Iwe jikonyo varandani
Anachukua, anaweka Wa,
doze 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 doze
Anachukua, anaweka
Kani tale salama joto Tuale sodi pepe Oya kongo joto
Oye mose kunambi Orika domo Oye mama dangote Endo nifumwe
Chu,
chu,
chipepe
Chu, chu, chu,
chipepe
Yani chu, chu, chipepe
Chu, chu,
chu, chipepe
Nase, nase Joseph Mertier Nase, Badalobi Nase, Kaya Kaya Musa Kule, kukama, kukama Papa mo bi maye Papa mo bi maye Papa mo bi maye Papa mo bi maye Anya taka drago kaka te aluba kake Sibaye Yes Shwazi matata Tuma, 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 tuma Ako kaka te aluba kaka te aluba kake Sukuma Yes Adolfo mute bachi la muya Papa mazuma
Joseph Boussard,
la Baba Nazuma, Zodwa, Andel, Parane, Dar es Salaam, Nazuma,
Akosha,
Diamond, Nazuma, Inchasa, Nazuma, Kaya, Kaya Musa, Nazuma, Kaman Fuama.
Usinikuse, usinitachi, tusalimi yale kwa miguu.
Usinikuse, usinitachi. Tu salimi ya nipo Ona sama
salamu iwe kwa nitu
usale
usale usale kati tusalimi ya nekwa tokwasa kambali
korona kusimbate
korona kwasa kona ogomba
korona kusana musika
korona katena vamasi
korona demetre
korona mikono ya kokosha
korona elbigo saint james
titi stone mike
titi stone toast
ionizer
today is today. Des boss. On vous a parlé de nos deals. On vous a parlé de nos fortunes.
Yeah, mon pao, mon conti.
Diamond Platinum. Platinums. Yeah, I think that it probably is from DPR, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, because there's a bit of French in there. You heard a bit of French. And that used to be a Belgian colony. In fact, here's a bit of something that Marina pointed out to me, that there's this guy in the Congo who often appears at sporting events, and all he does – well, all, this is quite a feat, really. He stands absolutely stock still with his hand up like that, very vibrantly dressed, well, a kind of yellow suit and things. He was at their World Cup match recently, and I think a lot of people went, oh, it's one of those guys who pretend to be a statue, and yeah, that's about the level of it. But no. Turns out there's more behind it. He's doing this as a tribute to Patrice Lumumba. Do you remember Patrice Lumumba? I do. Before I go into who Patrice Lumumba was, I think he had difficulty getting a visa to be at this World Cup, and he is so valued back in his own country, and the message that he's trying to get out there, that his own president or whatever, the government got behind him, got him a visa, got him the tickets for the World Cup performances, and there he is doing his Patrice Lumumba statue. An hour and a half, you know, watching a game, that's a long time to keep still. But the thing is, Patrice Lumumba, this is obviously a big political statement that he's making here, because I remember, I was quite young when he was assassinated. That's right, yeah, he was assassinated, and he was a person who seemed to really care about his people. He was made, I don't know whether it was president or prime minister, because I'm not quite sure how the politics works there. But he cared about his people and social welfare. So, of course, he was targeted by Western powers, who get a bit terrified when they think that somebody's a tiny bit left-leaning, smacks of communism or socialism. So they did their best to get rid of him. So he was an independent leader and revolutionary who served as the first prime minister of the first Congolese Republic it wasn't a very long reign. September 1960, he was the leader of the Congolese National Movement from 1958 until his assassination in 1961. Ideologically an African nationalist and pan-Africanist, he played a significant role in the transformation of the Congo from a colony of Belgium into an independent Republic, but he was assassinated by a firing squad of Katangan separatists and Belgian mercenaries, and his execution was the culmination of a joint conspiracy by Congolese rivals, including Joseph Mobutu, I think we've heard of him, and Moise Tshombe, and Western powers, that's the kicker, eh, who viewed Lumumba's pan-Africanist policies as a Cold War threat. And I think you know who we're talking about by Western powers. It seems that there's this massive fear of socialism, and I don't know why, because all it is making sure that we look after everybody, not just the rich. And we're going through a bit of a crisis ideologically in the world at the moment. Now, we call it ideologically, but it has a real solid effect upon people. People getting killed, people, as I said before, getting incarcerated, people being discriminated against, and poor people getting poorer and not getting the services they need. And certain countries and certain governments seem to be dedicated to making sure that their rich people get richer and the poor people get poorer. And they love to create this this demon of socialism or communism. Look, communism, just because some countries had a go at it and it didn't work, doesn't mean that there's something intrinsically wrong with it. It means that those people didn't do it properly. It's quite, as far as Marxism goes, it's simple: from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. What's so complicated and scary about that? I don't know. Anyway, Patrice Lumumba had a go at doing something meaningful in the Congo, and looked like he would have been right onto it. And I guess, therefore, he was a revolutionary. So let's play, in honour of Patrice Lumumba, Thunderclap Newman and Something in the Air.
Sooner or later, because the revolution
Thunderclap Newman, Something in the Air. That's for you, Patrice Lumumba. Democratic Republic of Congo are doing okay. They've had one game and they drew against one of the, you know, one of the teams that you'd expect to beat them. So big shout out to the people from the Democratic Republic of the Congo who are living in Masterton, because there's a bunch of various families who've come over as refugees, and we welcome them to Masterton, and I imagine they're very keen to see what's happening with their team at the World Cup. I'm going to be away for a few weeks, going to see my daughter and her family. She's having her 40th birthday, which doesn't make any sense because I only just recently turned 39, so the maths just doesn't work. But anyway, that's what she claims. So won't be doing this program for a couple of weeks. Oh, no, you say. We will miss you so much, Michael. Yeah, right. I was a bit, you know, a bit bumbly-stumbly today, wasn't I? But you get that. I've got this other job I've got to get out there and do, and sometimes my mind is on that. Anyway, it's been nice being with you. We'll talk to you in a bunch of weeks. Bye-bye.